A piano prelude by Claude Debussy, introducing us to a conversation with the artistic director of Soundstreams, Lawrence Cherney. And I chose that music because there's some Debussy on the program for their opening at Kerner Hall October 16th. And that's one of two season openings. So I'm going to get Lawrence Cherney to explain why you're having two season openings and what you were doing in Ottawa yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you first why we have two season openings. This Monday night, October 16th, is, you might say, it's the official opening of our 35th anniversary season. It's a program called Northern Encounters. It features the Lapland Chamber Orchestra, who are positioned on the Arctic Circle in Finland. They're making their first visit to Canada, and they're performing a program of Canadian and Finnish music. Of course, it's Canada's 150th, but it also happens to be the 100th year of Finnish independence. And you and your listeners may know that Soundstreams has a long history of contact and cultural exchange with the Nordic countries. So it's great to be able to celebrate where we've come from and where we're going.
Congratulations on 35 years. A true milestone, a great accomplishment. Let's do a little bit of the history before we find out about Ottawa. You were the founder.
I was.
The keys haven't, the locks haven't changed, you were saying, as we were walking down the corridor coming to the studio. It's gone on, and I know you're thrilled about that, but did you have any idea when you started just how this would grow?
Well, I the simple answer is that it's really all the fault of Igor Stravinsky.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I grew up in Peterborough, and I took up the oboe, and there was no real professional, certainly oboe players or teachers in Peterborough. So I was fortunate enough, my parents somehow hooked me up with the principal oboe of the CBC Symphony. And when I went to university, I continued to play the oboe, and my teacher asked me if I would come in and play extra in the CBC Symphony. And I knew everything about the music. Of course, I learned it. I had to join the union. And I showed up at the first rehearsal. We were doing this thing called the Symphony of Psalms. And I looked up at the podium, and it was Igor Stravinsky.
Wow.
And of course, I never forgot the chemistry between performers, composers, audiences that elicited in me. It's not that I knew him personally, but it was forever imprinted how important this connection is.
You shared a stage.
Exactly. And so fast forward 1982, it's the 100th year of Stravinsky's birth, the 10th anniversary of his death, and there's nothing planned on a larger scale in Canada. So at that point, I'd had in mind to found an organization that might be able to respond to our environment, to things that perhaps weren't being done. And I thought, boy, if there's ever going to be a golden opportunity. So we created a three-concert festival in a church celebrating the 100th year of Stravinsky's birth. So that's kind of how it all started. And the corollary to that is I figured that if a guy like Stravinsky was having some trouble getting his due, there was both a challenge and a great opportunity for Canadian composers who, the point isn't to compare them to Stravinsky, it's that they're as talented and as extraordinarily gifted as any in the world.
But historically have had a great deal of difficulty getting their due,
yeah,
as you
somehow said. In film and in literature, where we also have great talent, we've somehow managed to do a better job of exposing our artists in the world. So the great thing about this is it's an historic opportunity because our composers who come from, you might say, the concert side are not as well known as they might be. So it wasn't very difficult to figure out what Soundstreams might be able to devote itself to.
So in terms of goals and guiding principles for Soundstreams, what's changed and what's stayed the same?
Well, I think what has probably changed is a focus on putting Canada on the world stage. Almost all our programs that are done in Toronto combine the best Canadian composers and performers with the best international composers and performers. And programs that we put and launch on our platform here in Toronto are now beginning to tour. So I guess what's different is that over the most of those the 30 anyway of the first 35, we brought literally thousands of artists to Canada and to Toronto and put them together with Canadian artists. But what's changed now is that we're beginning to close the circle, you might say, and reverse the brain drain, whereas our artists in Canadian productions that we have put together are, in the next two or three years, are beginning to tour to some of the world's most prestigious venues and festivals. And that's very exciting for us.
Very much so. I think most people agree that music is the international and universal language.
Absolutely.
But it just wasn't happening. But and so congratulations again on 35 years of making this kind of a thing occur. Now, we've talked about the first of the season openings for year 35, and you've mentioned the Lapland Chamber Orchestra from Finland, but there's more. Tell us.
Yeah, later this month, we're doing the world premiere of an amazing and extraordinary work by the late Quebec composer Claude Vivier, who had, at the very least, an interesting but tragic life. He was murdered at the age of 34 years in 1983. On the other hand, while that's a tragic story, he would be much less important if he wasn't such an extraordinary composer. The short story is that we discovered a work of his called Music for Das Ende that other people know about but has never been staged during or after Claude's lifetime. And we've been really excited about the international and national interest in a work by a composer that everyone thought they knew what he had done. And this is a new work, at least a staging of a work that's going to provide and shed really new light on who and what Vivier was and what he contributed to us.
And this will be at Crowe's Theatre, October 27th to November 4th. There is a Vivier piece on your Kerner Hall performance,
yes,
as well.
Yes, also it's a Vivier heavy fall for us because on Monday night, October 16th, we're also doing Vivier's marvelous Zipangu, which is actually based on the mythical Japanese city of gold. Quite extraordinary. And we commissioned with the National Arts Center choreography by Michael Greyeyes to be done with that piece. And the Lapland Chamber Orchestra did that, the same program in Ottawa just a couple of nights ago that they're doing with us in Kerner Hall Monday night.
And now we've circled back to find out what you were doing in Ottawa.
Exactly.
And how did it go?
It went really well. The Lapland Chamber Orchestra is extraordinary. It, not only do they play really well, but they're specialists in contemporary music and have a very deserved reputation in bringing wonderful interpretations to recent works. And we're so pleased to be able to reconnect with Finland, which has been an important interest of ours also over many years.
Soundstream's 35th season, two openings, Kerner Hall, October 16th, and then the Crowe's Theater, October 27th to November 4th. You can get more details when you go online to the website, soundstreams.ca, and there you can also get tickets. Or you can telephone 416-504-1282. Again, soundstreams.ca or 416-504-1282. Lawrence Cherney, the Artistic Director of Soundstreams, my special guest. Thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
I kind of think the Lapland Chamber Orchestra will play some Sibelius.
They just might.
We will too.